What up, everybody? Wanted to give you guys an update. If you guys are aware, obviously the show has not been posting as often as it had been on the daily basis. So we're just working on creating a visual product that I can create along with when I sit down and make Whiskey and the Surfer, when I make Lord of the Riff. And so whether it involves live streaming or it involves, you know, the multi-cam setup that we have. So if you guys go over to Instagram, Instagram.com, Real John Toll, I have a IGTV, and I'm putting the shows or the parts or the clips of shows up on there for you guys to check out. And it's when we get back on Monday, we'll be able to match up an audio release with a video release, and we won't be playing catch up. And that's basically where we've been, where I would make, you know, I'd make content for today, but I'm editing from 3 or 4 days ago. And so I'm really excited about the stuff that's coming out. It's just, you know, it's a super silly format. So thanks for going to check that out if you do it. Of course, we're at the Subscribe Star for the $2.99 a month. You get all the content, back content, you name it. My new album, it's This Only Has to Work Once, and that is available on iTunes or Amazon as a pre-order, full price. If you want to get the $5 version, that's at bandcamp.com/pitboss2000. And you can also get it for the $2.99 a month with all of the other content, all my music, and the stuff as we make it. I created YouTube channels for Lord of the Riff. I created YouTube channels for my stand-up, and I created a YouTube channel for Whiskey and the Surfer. More than likely, I'll probably do one for the IGTV feed since it's a different format. We're publishing in portrait mode instead of the 16:9. So that's it. And that's pretty much, I'm completely burned. I spent 90 minutes in production today, and my brain is just fried. I'm talked out, but I'm really excited about what I made today, and excited for you to hear what will be coming next week. And I'll drop some best ofs for over the weekend, some stuff from last year, maybe a couple bits from January, whatever. And I'll put some of those together. And then when that's all said and done, we're all going to die one day. Sad, what are you going to do with that information? So anyways, life's good. I feel good. Lent is going awesome. I'm doing the Benedictine fast, which means that I eat one meal a day or two snacks that don't equal half. I don't know. I eat one meal a day, basically. And I think I'm down, I want to say, 11 pounds at this point, which is pretty darn good, and I feel good. And I guess ultimately that's what it comes down to. So I think my stomach is shrinking. And that's it. I'll be at the Bohemian Beer Garden Sunday night hosting that show. I am going to be at Comedy Works South Tuesday, March 26th. If you want free tickets, hit me up. It's the Just for Laughs Showcase. It's the, you know, one of the biggest and most prestigious festivals that I'll ever get into. And we're going to be part of that process to go and, you know, perform for the opportunity for cash and prizes and all pay your own expenses trip to Canada. So I'm really excited to be a part of that, and looking forward to seeing my friends who are also getting that opportunity. And hopefully we, you know, Denver is such an amazing comedy scene. I'm excited that, you know, we have some real talent that will, you know what, that will gladly carry the torch for us over the border in an international flair and really speak to what we do here, which is be real funny all day. So that's it. That's what's going on. All my albums, everything, it's on weaponsgradefaith.com. Whiskeyandthesurfer.com is going to get updated this weekend. Shows beyond that, Sushi High next Thursday. I will be in Florida in come April. And that's it. Boy, I wish I had more to say. I'm 5 minutes in and I'm already bored. So I can imagine you are doing the same thing. I'll tell you one thing. Since I've started burying my head into, I've got my editing base set up. It's the same place that I produce at, and the same place that I record at and do all my audio. And I got a real good workhorse machine, and it's able to cut as fast as I need it to be cut. So it's really exciting to have that endeavor. And so I've been out of the loop of the whatever's happening or not happening with the Mueller report. Is it going to drop? Is it not going to drop? I know that, everybody was so hot. Piss tape, collusion, we've got the goods, bombshell, never return from, cats and dogs living together, every bit of insanity, hysteria, people name-calling and finger-pointing, a la the Salem witch trials, and now they have these committees, and they have 80 different subpoenas, and you might get 80 different people who show up and go, well, you fuck faces are just here on a hoping that somebody steps in a perjury trap. I'm taking the fifth, and 80 people later, I'm taking the fifth, because every time from 2008 to 2016, when somebody in that administration got these same subpoenas, and trust me, they did the same thing. All right? You send me a subpoena. How many days do I have to respond to it? What response can I give that will delay your response back to me? And on and on and on and on and on until I finally have to agree, till I finally have to relent, till I finally have to sit down and raise my hand and tell you to go fuck yourself with your no evidence. And the fact that they've doubled down and they've doubled down and they've doubled down, the fact that they're now saying that it's plain as day that the president of the United States is a unwitting or witting conspirator with Vladimir Putin. And I mean, that is literally human beings going, and if you don't see that, then you're complicit. And that's where we're at. And that is some McCarthy shit. That is some absolute through the ringer. And as I said on the show, and I'll do a sneak peek because I was really happy with how it came out. And it basically is, hey, we told you not to vote for this guy. We told you not to wear the hat. We told you to think the way we think. We told you what would happen if you didn't think the way we think. And now you thought the way you thought and not the way we think. And now, because you thought the way you thought, you're now an enemy to us. You're an enemy of the United States. And that is why you are gathered in a pit, in a mass grave, where you will be gunned down and massacred by the thousands for, heaven forbid, using your freedom of thought, your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, and your freedom of being American that was brought to you at your conception. Now, can anybody loan us a gun? Thank you. Swung on and a drive. That ball's driven deep. Instagram TV, 5 episodes are up so far. There's some new comedy content over there. I'll put links up on all the social media. Thank you for listening. I'll send this over to the folks who are listening to the Spreaker feed. For those of you tuning in who are used to getting Lord of the Rift shows, I made 3 this week. I posted 1 or 2. I'm behind. I'm basically going to use this weekend to catch up on the audio, catch up on the editing, and actually, heaven forbid, get ahead. Oh, what would that be like? How good would that feel? Anyways, thank you for listening again and being a part of this. It's Friday. I hope your commute is better than the one that I'm currently experiencing, that is bumper to bumper, nuts to butts here in the Denver simulation, where we, if unchecked, in the same way that a person with no money and a low IQ escapes a shitty place, they can only make a shitty place because they have bad DNA and they have a terrible IQ. And so the thoughts that they have and the amount of effort and the passion and the simple ideas of language that describe the reality that they're in are so slowed down and are so off the reservation that it's literally disturbing. It's absolutely disturbing. So, why did I start talking about that? Again, my brain is on a fry zone. So just like somebody from a shitty place will move to someplace else and turn it into a shitty place. You ever met a person who said, "Oh, my life will be so much better when I can drive. My life will be so much better when I go to college, when I can drink, after I get laid, if I move and if I go here, it'll be good. Oh, I'm here with me. Damn. Oh, if I go here and if I go here and if I go here." So the same point that I'm making is that shitty people from shitty places move to better places and make them shitty by the simple fact that they don't know any better. The Californication of Denver will continue. The highways are not being put together. There's no light rail plans. And the parking lots will be the major arteries that people will not be able to move in as the people get priced out of this city and it turns into the Los Angeles that will need to exist when they dump that piece of shit into the ocean. Swung on in a drive. God bless everybody. Thank you for listening. And if you've got an opinion, if you know what's happening here in this probe, if anybody's going to get arrested, if nobody's going to get arrested, I think that we're going to get all of it. We might get a report that says, "I can see why somebody might think that, but it's not true." And then they're going to draw their own conclusion and they're still going to be finger pointing. And again, if we do not take a stand, if you do not arm yourself and arm your neighbors and really become the neighborhood watch and the local activist level of keeping your friends and family safe at the local level and not kowtowing to people who would tell you how to think and tell you how to act and tell you what to eat and admonish you if you do something outside the scope of their wagging nerd fucking fingers. That's what's coming, all right? And it's going to take a while for Gen Z to finally get to a point where they're going to make a difference. And right now, we've just got kids getting sucked up in colleges. Heaven forbid people start pouring bleach on each other like they do in the Middle East. Throw homosexuals off the roof like they do in the Middle East. Treat women terribly like they do in the Middle East. And at the same time, the left embraces the very culture who every morning wakes up and seeks to kill them as the infidels that they've always been. But they think that this positivity and social credit score that is coming from China that'll be foisted upon us through Google with a chip in our head. Ladies and gentlemen, that is on the way. And now you know, what are you going to do? Go eat a salad. Because if you had every answer already, you'd just be sitting here listening to me. God bless and thank you so much. Enjoy your weekend. What other choice do you have? This only has to work once. It's available. Whatever it is you do all day, that's available. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.